Good morning. We continue with Yom Hilchos Shabbos, and we learned the Klal Tez Yedzayim, which dealt with the Malacha of Tochen. We have a few points we wanted to clarify and add at the end of this Klal. One point is, there's a heter, a person does a shini. So what type of shini is sufficient for this? So actually, the Halacha is that you need to do a double shini. So a person wants to crush something, grind it up into small pieces, so he can pound it. But he cannot use the type of a utensil, type of an item which is normal to use for the purpose of pounding, crushing something. In other words, the pestle which is used in the mortar and pestle. A person can take the back of a knife and use it to pound. So that would be something which would be permitted. However, to use something which is normal to use, one cannot do so, number one. Number two, even a person is using the back of the knife, so it's a shino, he's doing it in an abnormal fashion. So at the Raisa level, it goes from being Oster the Raisa to Oster the Rabbanon. He cannot do it inside of a mortar. He has to do it on a plate or something of that sort. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah says it is because this is an Uvda D'chol. So we've taken away from the Dishu D'raisa, but still it's an Uvda D'chol to do it in its normal place. So we need the combination of these two things together. Even if a person meets these double criteria, it's only mutter for food items. And we know Tochen applies to things other than food. Those other things, other than food, do not have a heter of the double shinui. It's unique to the for the purpose of food, and we explained that Chazal felt some level of a need to create ways for people to address preparing food on Shabbos. They lived in a world without refrigeration, and so they foods had to be prepared sometimes right before they were used, or close to the time they were used. And therefore, Chazal put certain leniencies in which they didn't allow elsewhere. So for the purpose of food, this double shinui is going to be permitted. When a person uses the double shinui, there's no requirement of having a samach lasuda. Okay. Now, so practically, as a person needs to pound up an apple, they want to give it to their child, they want to make it into very little, very, very small pieces. So they want to use this process. So using taking a knife and chopping it up, we said before, is permitted samach l'suda, but even so, you should do chatichas, gedolos, ksas, slightly large pieces. But using this process, one would not need to do slightly large pieces. A person can do it as small as they want to go, because they have done this double shinui. So that's the concept of the heter of shinui, which is permitted for toichen. This is similar to the idea that we have a shinui by losh. Losh, sometimes a person needs to combine ingredients together, liquids and solids, and create a mush for giving to a child, etc. So Chazal gave us leniencies in how to do the malach of losh, that because they are a significant shinui, one is allowed to do it, even normally, even a significant shinui does not make it mutter. By losh, it makes it mutter, and that parallels this concept of Asarach Achila, Asarach Oichel, that Chazal recognized that they're going to create certain leniencies to make food available for people. Have a good day.